Dvar Vayera, taken from page 102b, the first day. Here, as I was telling us, based on the Medrash that Avraham Avinu used to have people, used to have guests, and he'd wine them and dine them, and he also put them in the mikveh to immerse themselves, to give them ritual purification. So the Zohar asks, my time, what is the reason that Avram was busy to purify people? What did he have to do it for? Begin the Ihutor, because he is pure. Vikrei Tohar. And he's called pure. First of all, he himself is pure in his connection to Hashem, without interruptions. And furthermore, he's called. Calling means to draw. He draws purity into the world. So he spread it to other people also. We find a verse, Dixiv, it's written in Eov and Job 14:4. Mi yitain tohar, mi tamei, lo echad. Who will give something pure from something impure? Not one. So Zohar explains this verse. Tohar, pure one, do Avraham. This is Avraham, the Nofik Miterach, who came out of Terach, who was impure. His father was an idolater. And yet, he was pure and came out of such a root. So it shows that how awesome great Hashem is, that he can bring something out of its opposite. And that is the divine oneness of Hashem that includes, it's above everything and includes all opposites. And Avraham Avinu, through that, being drawn from the surrounding light of Hashem, was able to reveal Hashem's oneness in the world and spread his purity. That other people should also merit to have a connection to Hashem without interruptions. Rishimon says, to explain this, begin the sakna ha'udarga de Avraham, in order to fix up that level of Avraham. That's why he wanted people to be pure, and he put them in the mikveh. The mikveh is made out of water. Umanihu, what is it? Mayim, it is water. The level of Avraham is chesed, which corresponds to the element of water. So therefore he's busy spreading out his quality, his spiritual root in the world, because each person comes from a certain place in the spiritual world, and it's their job to propagate, to spread out that quality, reveal Hashem's honor through that idea in the world. Begin kach, because of this, asking the Dako b'nei Alma b'maya, he enacted to purify people with water. B'shaita da'az bin l'malochin, at the time when he invited the angels as his guests at the beginning of this parsha, he saw three look like foreigners, and they turned out to be angels, and he served them as guests in his house. Shivusa demiloi maksiv, beginning of his words, what is written, yukach norma atmaim, let me take in a little bit of water. So he started out mentioning water, meaning that he's opening up a door of loving kindness to spread through bringing them in and giving them food and drink. Begin is takfa bahawa darga demayin sharan bo, in order to strengthen that level that water dwells in it, in order to spread out loving kindness, chesed in the world. Begin kach, because of this, havimdaki lechol b'nei noshe mikula, he would purify people from everything. Vidakalom is sitra davodazara, he purified them from the aspect of idolatry. They would eat and drink, and they would thank him, and say, don't thank me, thank Hashem, who is the creator of the world. So we teach them to leave in one Hashem. Umdaki lon misitrit masava, and purify them from the spirit of impurity by putting them in the mikveh. Komodihu umdaki the guvrin, just like he purified the men, he put them in the mikveh. Hachinami sara medaka asanashin. Similarly, Sara, she was busy on the feminine side, she purified the woman. Dishtochu kulu dasin legabayo dachim nikula. So it's found that all that came to them were pure from everything. And that's a great way of revealing Hashem's honor in the world. And it's also a good lesson for us when we come to bring someone close to Hashem. Certainly great to bring them to the mikveh as part of it. Tochazi, come and see. I'll open up your mind to new revelation. Ilan enota Avram b'chol eser de diurei taman. Avram planted a tree in every place that he dwelled in. He used to travel and go in different places. So he had many different homes. In each place he planted a tree, called like Eshel Avram. V'lo hava solek b'chol eser k'diko yos. And it wouldn't grow properly in each place. Bar b'shaita d'yurei b'yara d'chanan, except at the time when his dwelling place was in the land of Canaan. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, there the tree took root and grew properly. And this shows that that was really his place, where he was supposed to would be able to connect to the idea of the tree, which represents the tree of life. Because the true expression of the tree of life is only in Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. Chutz La'aretz, there's a whole tree of knowledge and good and bad. It's mixed so the tree can't grow properly. Now Avraham Avinu, his whole job was to restore the world to the utopian state, drawing from the life force of the tree of life, connect us with immortality, with connection to Hashem. So therefore it's necessary for him to have an expression of a tree, and in a place where a tree can really grow, a place where it was supposed to be, Eretz Yisrael, where the Shekhinah, Divine Presence, is manifest. And by that tree, he would know who is united with the Holy One, blessed be He. The tree tipped him off on inside information of his guests to know who is for Hashem and who is an idolatry. One is Sachar Bevodazara, who is united with idolatry. One is Sachar Bekutchebrichu, one who is united with the Holy One, blessed be He. Ilana Havaporis, Anfoi, Vachafi al Reshe. The tree would spread its branches and cover over his head. It was like a magic tree that could move. It had a personality. And made on him a nice shade. And one who is united with the side of idolatry. That tree would depart and its branches would depart above. It would like kind of shrivel up and show it doesn't want to cover over this person. Because he's not covered in the, it's called Selah Minusa, the shade of Hashem's faith. He is out of it, so the tree, measure for measure, also didn't want to cover it with the shade, the person with the shade. Kidin Hava Yoda Avram Vazerlei. Then Avram knew that the guy was an idolater, and he would reprove him. Lo Adi Mitamon. And he wouldn't leave from there. Ad Desachud Behem Nusa De Kutchebrichu. Till he'd be united with the faith of the Holy One, blessed be He. Avram Avinu was able to bring people out of idolatry and bring them to faith in Hashem. Vachi. And thus, Mandi Yehudachia, one who is pure, Mekabalei Ilana, the tree would receive him, would like allow a person to come underneath it. Mandi Yehumasav, one who was impure, Lo Mekabalei, wouldn't receive him. Kedin Yoda Avram, then Avram knew that we got to get this guy in the mikveh, Medach Ilon Mayan, he purify him with water. Mayana Demaya Havetcho Sahu Ilana, and how did he do this? There was a spring of water that was underneath that tree. Mandi Tzarech Tvila, and one who needed to be immersed, to immerse, miyad mayin salkin legabeit, the water immediately would arise to him. So this is a special quality that we find that the avos, when they went to wells to draw water, the water itself would draw towards them. Because water, a well represents the sphere of malchus, which makes an awakening, it flows from below to above. And the tzaddikim, through having made their awakening from below to above, draw from above to below. So they like give light to the Malchus. So whenever they come to the place of the Malchus arises from below to above to meet them. But over here, through the power of Avraham Avinu, even a simple person that needs to go to the mikveh, the water would arise from below to above to meet the person through the power of Avraham Avinu to run to purify the person. So the water would arise to this person, and the tree, its branches would arise above, as I said before, to show. Then Avram knew that he was impure and he needed to be immersed immediately. If not, the water was dry. And then he knew that the person was impure and he needed to be impure for 7 days, as we find some places in the Torah. The person needs that to wait in order to come purified. Tachazi, come and see. Tafilo b'shaitet azman lon lochin, that even at the time when he invited the angels to be like guests, Amalon, he said to them, Yishanu tachase eitz, and you shall support yourself, rest underneath the tree. Why? Begin the mechmei el mivdak bahu, in order to see and to check them out. Ba'ilana hava berdik l'chol bnei alma. With that tree, he checked all the people in the world, because he had a lot of people by him. Razadon, this secret, begin kutcher brichu, covid. He did it because of Hashem. V'amar di'ilana dechai dekula. He says that it was the tree of life of everything. Avram Avinu planting physical tree in the world, his abode, where he did chesed, he did loving kindness, and he spread knowledge of Hashem. He merited the physical tree had clothed upon it, clothed inside of it, the light of the tree of life of everything, gives life to all. So through this he was able to reconnect people to the utopian state and bring the world back. Begin kach, because of this, we shall new tachas eitz. That's why I told angels, and shall rest, support yourselves underneath the tree. Tachas avodah zara. In other words, underneath the tree of life, connection with Hashem, and underneath idolatry. Tochazi, come and see. A new revelation. Kad chav Adam, beitz adas, tov v'rachav. When Adam sinned, it was with the tree of knowledge of good and bad that he sinned. Which means he turned away from the tree of life. The chsiv, it's written, beitz adas, Hashem said, in the tree of knowledge of good and bad, don't eat. And the day when you eat, you'll die. So it takes away from life. V'yu beichav, and in it, he sinned. V'gar mosel l'chol b'nei alma, and he caused death to all the people in the world. Maksiv, it's written, v'ato, Hashem says, after Adam ate from the tree of knowledge of good and bad, he said, and now, pen yishlach yado, lest he send forth his hand. V'lokach gam eitzachayim, and also take from the tree of life. Because after he had eaten from the tree of knowledge of good and bad, he was not ready. He was not fit to eat from the tree of life. So Hashem had to send him out of Gan Eden, and now he has to work to purify himself in order to get back to the tree of life, to that perfect state. That was Avraham Avinu's job, that he was restoring the world, helping get things back to where they belonged. Chadas Avraham, and when Avraham came, v'ilonet achra askin alma dehu ilonet lechai, he fixed up the world with another tree, which is the tree of life. In other words, until Avraham Avinu, the world was drawing its life force, its energy, from the tree of knowledge of good and bad, from the mixed place. Avinu started to give the world access to the tree of life again. And he made known faith to all the people in the world, because faith is the pipeline, the cable through which we can connect to the tree of life. And also the schus of Avraham. And each person, as they do their chesed, the loving kindness in the world, they can spread Hashem's faith and attach themselves and the people around them and the world at large back to the state of the Eitz Chaim, the tree of eternal life, complete immortality.